Gratitude is one of the most clear, luminous factors of mind, qualities of the heart that any of us can experience. Gratitude for a beautiful day or a falling leaf in the autumn. Gratitude for the silence of the snow, for friendship, love, etc. Whatever we have gratitude about. When we feel it arise inside us, it is uplifting. It comes from our heart, and our heart is an upper chakra, and it's just delicious, delightful gratitude. Master Moya of the Agni Yoga fame, so to speak, he says the greatest of all offerings is gratitude. So within the context of Vipassana and our ongoing attempt and practice to find ways to tame the lesser emotions and mental streams of movement in our mind and to train those same streams of movement, of emotion and mentality, to train them in ways that are more conducive to and aligned with our higher nature, which unto itself is always luminous, always appropriately dynamic, meaning that it's ready to meet a need, but other than that, there's a stillness, the experience of stillness and serenity. There's a delight to awareness, and we always want to look at words that have the word light in them or luminosity or some sort of derivation of that that are within them, like the word delight. So this joy, this delight that's within awareness is always present. And so when we experience gratitude, joy, happiness, etc., again, we are experiencing awareness in some way, or at least some quality, some whiff of it. And I point these out so that when we are in our common day, note all the ways by which your higher nature is present, is forefront, so that we start to shift our own understanding of that it's not transcendent, it's not far away, it's not down the path, it's right here, right now. It just needs to be noticed, like gratitude. When we notice all the gratitude is and causes inside us and where it comes from and why it happens, and all of that is just by simply feeling it for what it is. We smile. We take a long, so deep breath. And there it is. Now, if the mind starts to wander, recognize that the mind is a mirror. It is blank unless we put something in front of it. And that furthermore, as a thought arises, i.e., something is in front of the mirror, any mirror, it has no perception. So if we find a way inside ourselves to simply let be, try to not name or label or describe to yourself, try not to have any relation for a nanosecond to what arises. The mirror has no perception. It is simply a reflecting glass. Okay? And so remain, as Milarepa gives the instruction, remain in the state of clear light beyond coming or going. Coming and going is to name, label, chase, push away. So just remain like the glass of the mirror. Okay? Use a little effort. But when you feel that yourself efforting too much, that's the ego trying to do something right, which is its own form of naming and claiming. So it's advancing our meditation practice is a very, what? It's a delicate dance. So start all over again with a smile, great gratitude. We're here together. Great gratitude for a beautiful day, a body that's alive, a mind that wants to meditate, a heart that feels one another and the world. Long, so deep breath. And there it is. What is the it? It's whatever you're experiencing. Remain. Smile and feel the gladness in your heart. Let it assist you and relax the efforting a little bit. Feel the breath. It comes and goes, but we don't have to attach thoughts to anything. Feel the breath. It comes and goes, but the mind can be clear and steady and bright. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. We complete our sitting, and as we om, we bless the rest of our day, all the people in our life, the whole world. We bless with our oms. Love you all. Carry your meditation into the world and create your day.